This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel announced its worst combat losses in more than a month on Wednesday after an ambush in the ruins of Gaza and faced growing diplomatic isolation as civilian deaths mounted and a humanitarian catastrophe worsened in the Palestinian territory. Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari in a briefing on Wednesday described a quote-unquote heavy feeling in the face of yesterday's military losses in Gaza, but said casualties were expected as the fighting intensified. Israel reported 10 of its soldiers killed in the past 24 hours. Israel's devastating assault on Gaza has killed more than 18,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry, including thousands of young children. The death toll has sparked an international outcry. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
The United Nations General Assembly this week passed a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire. Israel's foreign minister on Wednesday said it would wage war on Hamas with or without international support after militants launched a surprise attack on October 7th, rampaging through Israeli communities, killing 1,200 people and taking hundreds of hostages. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan plans to travel to Israel on Thursday and Friday to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid U.S. efforts to pressure Israel to dial back what President Joe Biden has called the, quote, indiscriminate bombing of Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia on Wednesday to discuss the Gaza conflict and other regional issues, two U.S. officials said. Sullivan will travel to Israel on Thursday. This is VOA News.